I guess I am up right now. Looking forward to this game, obviously. Our first group's going to play a lot more. More game plan involved. It's really getting the whole team used to what we do on a regular game basis. Now, we won't have all, we won't do everything we do during the regular season, but a lot of things that we do against the other team. And we look at the other team a lot more. We look at tendencies and all those things. So it's a dress rehearsal game, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll play some other guys, obviously, some, but I want to see our first group get out there and get after it.
How quickly is Melton picking things up out there?
Henry Melton, University of Texas, yeah. he's picked it up pretty well. I'd say he's real well, really. I mean, sometimes it obviously takes a while, different language than they've been in before, but he has some experience, so I think that's helped him, and he's a pretty smart guy.
How much do you expect to leave to play in this game?
Well, that's up to Coop first, but I think he said he'll play some, so we'll get him started in the process.
How does he look at this point?
Good. Yeah, Tlaib looks good. He's moving well. He's making plays. Smart player anyway, so but his movement looks good, so that's what we're looking for.
Seems like there's more questions on the offensive side of the ball again. Do you feel like your guys could carry the team for a couple weeks if need be?
Well, I mean, it's a team game, obviously. So we're gonna do our part, and whatever our part is. So that's our team. If we're like last year, obviously our team didn't worry about even the other side of the ball. They worried about how well they played, and that's what we want to do. Is we got to outplay the other team's defense. If they hold our team to not much, then we hold them less. That's the way we play the game. Marcus looks good also. He's doesn't seem to have any problem with his back. He says he felt better than he did last year at the end of the year. And at the end of the year, he was DeMarcus Ware Hall of Famer. So hopefully he's that same guy. It'd be great.
The plan still to keep him on a play count is when the regular season, try to, rather than redline him out at 60, the idea of keeping him to 30.
Yeah, I think so this year. I mean, we have some experience, obviously, at outside backer on first and second downs. We've got some guys that can play. We want to get the most out of DeMarcus we can. Going into it with the back, being uncertain, I think certainly we'll play it the first part of the year for sure. We'll try to he's such a force on third down. I mean, and we've been able to get people in third downs. We hope to again, so. Putting him in the game is a real force, I think.
Was Wolf as dominant against the 49ers as it looked?
Yeah, he's a really good player. Derek has really come along. He came along last year at the end of the year. I said he was our best inside player, and he was. And he's become a really good pass rusher, too. So we're glad to have him. We're glad he signed him.
Along, what changed over that period?
He's just gotten better. He's worked at it the whole time. Everybody that knows him knows he's a hard worker, but sometimes it takes a guy a while to find all his strengths and what he can do with them, and of course Bill's done a great job with him too. I think that he blossomed a lot since Bill's been here, so I give a lot of credit to Derek, but also Bill Kolar has done a good job with him.
Back to DeMarcus, he said he felt like he was about 70% in the Super Bowl and late in the year. Did you see that?
If he was, then and he goes to 100, watch out.
Because he's going to 94%.
Well, yeah, 94 is his number. So, yeah. As long as he's at 94, we're in good shape. As long as that 94 is out there playing.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he's and I've had quite a few. And he's a dominant player. I mean, anytime you're a dominant player in your era and everybody acknowledges it, I mean, so I think everybody sees that.
Coach, you've seen a lot of great running backs during your NFL career. What kind of challenges will you see from Todd Gurley this week?
Yeah, he's a great young back. I mean, he had big yardage last year coming out. He was a high pick and proved himself in the league already. So he's a challenge, certainly near the goal line too. I mean, he's a strong runner besides a fast runner. He big, strong, fast runner that really came through last year. So he'll be a challenge for our run defense.
In that same vein, Jared Goff, obviously the number one overall pick for the Rams. What do you see from him going into this game? I know you don't game plan, but how do you evaluate him as you come in?
Obviously they picked him number one because of his arm talent, and you can see that. You know, any young quarterback, you know, it's going to take him some time, but when you see him just drop back and throw it, he can win it. So that's what we recognize.
Zaire had the two forced fumbles Saturday. What's been the difference for him
this year? Zaire's continued to play like he practiced last year. You know, he was on the practice squad, and he gave our offense fits because he got better and better and worked at it, and it's carried over to this year in his play. He's not a big guy, but he's very athletic and a very instinctive player. He finds the football really well, and obviously knocked it out twice last week. So he's had a really good fall.
What do you think of Vaughn's new Madden commercial? Did you catch that?
No, I could smell him in the locker room, but that's Old Spice. But that's right. I hadn't seen them all yet. But.
Where does it stand with if Wolf can't go or is limited? You look for Kilgo. What's kind of that rotation of guys?
All those guys we'll look at. I think you know, Gotsis, Kilgo, Wynn. And even Melton some too.
He'll
yeah.
Play this week?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you want to see from Gotsis going forward?
The continued improvement. I think he's improved. He's really this last week. I think he's come on, and we want to see that continue in the game. But he practiced really well this week.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, coach.
All right.